I am Duke Chadwell, the manager of the Citrus Administrative Committee, which administers Federal Marketing Order 905 for fresh fruit grown in Florida.
The fresh Florida industry is making some drastic changes. There are going to be some organizational changes.
Yes, the Florida fresh fruit industry is going through change just like the rest of the Florida citrus industry. And the federal marketing order has been in place since 1939 and is administered by the Citrus Administrative Committee. And the Citrus Administrative Committee is looking at maybe partnering with another fresh citrus organization for economies of scale moving forward.
Can you tell us any specifics about that?
Well, right now, there's been numerous meetings, and they're looking at the possibilities of how they would like to align themselves with other fresh fruit entities. I think it will happen within the next few months. There will be some consolidation.
You're planning to step down in about a year.
My plan is to retire on July 31, 2018. The fiscal year for the Citrus Administrative Committee runs from August 1 to July 31. So there will be consolidation, and there will be a new manager.
And when we say consolidation, that would all be organizations specific to the Florida fresh fruit industry.
Yes, it would be fresh fruit, primarily the fresh fruit organizations here in Florida that deal with fresh fruit. We are all familiar with those organizations, and they are familiar with the CAC. Most of our boards are the same individuals, so there's a lot of commonality in there.
Let's describe some of the ways the industry has shifted. I know fresh fruit has suffered probably even more than the Florida citrus industry as a whole, correct?
Yes. In fact, we just had a meeting discussing some inspection procedures that we use in the fresh industry. And we started a program called Partners in Quality in the 95 season, 95-96. And since that time, fresh production has declined 83%, while citrus production 74%. So those are massive declines. However, the fresh has declined at a higher rate than the production of Florida citrus.
Why is that?
We have some varieties that seem to be not as tolerant of HLB. At first, grapefruit growers thought that their grapefruit was a little more tolerant, and it appeared that way for a few seasons, and grapefruit has taken a massive turn and has been greatly affected by HLB. And then we have what we call our seeded varieties of tangerines. The Sunburst, the Fall Glow, and the Honeys, they have all have suffered greatly because of HLB, and their decline, especially in the last 4 years, has been dramatic, as has that of grapefruit.
So let's look at last season specifically.
Last season, we had one of the lowest seasons on record, of course, with only 12.5 million cartons packed fresh. And that was a decline of about 26% from the previous season. There is some silver lining. We have some new varieties, seedless varieties that are coming online, and they accounted for almost 300,000 cartons, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it almost doubled from the previous season.
And the number of packing houses has slid since HLB.
Yes, we only had on record 26 packing houses that packed fresh citrus last year. As we ended the season, four of those houses had indicated they would no longer be in business. So for the beginning of this season, the 17-18 season, we are going to have 21 or 22 packing houses, and 15 of those are going to pack 90% of the volume. And the other thing is, we only had one packing house last year that packed 1 million cartons. And we weren't back in the 95-96 season, which we were referring to earlier. There were houses that packed over 3 million cartons. So not only have we lost houses, every house is packing house has lost volume. None of them are operating at efficient levels.
And again, just low 20s number of packing houses expected this season. Pre-HLB, how many packing houses did we have?
Let's just go back that 20-year period when we started the PIC program. We had 65 houses, and when I say packing houses, those were ones that packed over 150,000 cartons a season, up to over 3 million. So you can see it's been a drastic decline. If you compared those that were, I would consider, major, not packing houses of some size, there were 65 compared to 15. So that's how drastic we have dropped.
Are there any bright spots on the horizon?
Yeah, I'd say the bright spot is that hopefully some of these new seedless varieties will take hold and will start, increasing in production. They're very promising. Some of them are very tasty, and that they have a future. But we're not there yet. We're getting closer, but we still have a ways to go. But I think one of the most important things for the industry, especially growers, to realize from the fresh side of the industry is that we are working hand-in-hand with the USDA, the Division of Fruit and Vegetable, and the Department of Citrus, and we all are changing how we do business. We are consolidating. We are working to reduce cost, and we are going to be mirror the industry. We're working hard to do the most with the least.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.